June 28th, the ability to change. So you're late for an important meeting. You should have left 30 minutes ago, but you overslept. So you take a dubious shortcut. Now you're lost. So you start speeding, zooming recklessly around slower traffic. Now you blow a stop sign, endangering yourself or others. But you have no choice, right? Your tardiness has forced you into this situation, this series of ever-increasing bad decisions, like a highway of failure with no exit ramp. Today, we'll hear from Jamie Anderson, a woman who thought she was powerless to such an inevitable decline from her choices. She's here to share with us her true story on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
I spent the summers with Grandma, who took me to church, but back home, I was rebellious and often skipped school. By high school, I was drinking, doing drugs, and staying out all night. Still, I graduated. I married a man who worked at a bar, while I seemed to live at bars with my friends. After 6 years of marriage, my husband divorced me when I started injecting cocaine. My drinking and drug use affected my work, so I tried rehab and stayed clean for 3 months until a friend lured me back into a bar. Be careful of the friends you choose. They can lead you astray. Before long, I was fired. With no money, I began stealing. I even took my mom's tax money, $2,000, to buy drugs. I sank so low, I sobbed and thought about suicide. Then I fell in love again, and we lived together until Mom, who had gotten religion, called it sin. So we moved near Grandma in another state. One night, driving drunk, we had a bad accident, and I was thrown through the windshield. My fiancé died while I was in a coma for weeks. All the time, Grandma's church was praying for me, and I survived, blind in one eye. I spent 6 months in rehabilitation, and now I live with Grandma. I went to church with her and received Christ as my Savior. You know, you can't change the past, but God can change the future.
The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 6, verses 6 and 7, "We know that the person we used to be was crucified with him to put an end to sin in our bodies. Because of this, we are no longer slaves to sin. The person who has died has been freed from sin." Friend, even as Christians, we can find ourselves following one bad decision after another. But we've been given the freedom to change. We are not bound to the next bad decision. So when you're tempted to believe that your past sins or current failures define you, call out to Jesus. His death and resurrection give us the ability to change the outcome and realign ourselves with Him. Will you receive this truth today? Unshackled, the longest-running audio drama in history, airs on over 3,000 radio stations worldwide. Real people, real-life stories, stirring dramatic accounts of hopelessness and the hope that changes everything. This award-winning program grips the heart with compelling and relevant stories of transformed lives. Without Jesus Christ, we are all shackled by sin, by our wrong choices, disobedience, and selfish motives. But God is at work, and the power of Christ sets us free of our bondage. Unshackled Daily Devotionals are built on true life accounts and help us ponder the application of Scripture to our lives. Each devotional tells a dramatic testimony of transformation of a real person while addressing a relatable issue of the human condition. Listen to a new devotional every day, and don't forget to tell your friends about Unshackled Daily Devotionals.